So it's Erev Shabbos once again, and once again I would like to share some thoughts and some feelings. This coming Shabbos is called Shabbos Chazoin, and we read the painful Chazoin, the vision of Chazoin Yishayo ben Amoitza Shachozo al Yerushalayim. It is already Chodesh Av, Mishenechnas Av Mema'atim B'Simcha. These are days of mourning, days in which we long and remember Yerushalayim Yerachodesh and the days in English. To mourn for Mabayis is a chiyuv. It is something which is imperative. In Gittin Daf Nun Zayin, a Medal of Chazal tell the story of Kfar Achanim of Yerushalayim. It was a town of tzaddikim, of righteous people. So why was it destroyed? Mishum delo yabuli al Yerushalayim, because they did not mourn Yerushalayim. Lo tablu al Yerushalayim yira kodesh. In days of yore, everybody mourned Yerushalayim, especially the great Gedolim and Tzaddikim. I heard from my great Rebbe, the Tzanze Rebbe, the Divrei Yatzev Zechat Tzadish V'Kodesh L'Brocha, that the Chassam Sofer every year Erev Yom Kippurim by Sudan of Sekos cried bitterly. He filled a cup with his tears and he drank that cup of tears, and that was the last cup he drank before Tisha B'Av. And that happened every Erev of Tisha B'Av. Filled a cup with his tears and drank that cup. In the Rosh Hatzlach, we read that the Noida B'Yehuda, from Rosh Chodesh Av, all he ate was lechem yavesh and eifah, dry bread and ashes. And Tisha B'Av, he cried bitterly all day and all night. And passerbys on the street that passed his house were shocked to hear his crying. Our generation has difficulty, at least Abel and Yerushalayim. We live in an age of plenty. Most Jews live in democratic, decent societies, basically decent. We have amassed amazing wealth, more than Jewish people ever had in the past. So we have difficulty with Avedas al Yerushalayim. When you go to shuls, the yeshivas, and assess the mitzvah Roshon Yom Kippur, and everybody is crying because we're good Jews. We believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We tremble on Emas Yom Adin. But you don't see that many people crying and mourning for Yerushalayim, because it seems so distant. But when we learn the Gemara and Sanhedrin, Kuv Dal Adam and Beis, it shouldn't be difficult at all to cry for Yerushalayim. So in Sanhedrin, Kuv Dal Adam and Beis, Chazal tell the story, Masa Bishwach, Ashkhem Tushar Rabban Amir, Shemais LaBen, Oysa Boicha Balelois, Al Ben Tashkhoiris, Shemais La. I'm combining the Lashon of the Gemara and Sanhedrin and Echo Rabbos Perek Aleph. V'hoyo Rabba Gamliel Shomayas Kol Bichya V'boichi Ima Ad Sheno Shru Yisei Eino Adoi Dichsiv Bochoy Tifke Balaylo V'dimosa Alechyo. That's a posik in Megillas Echo. And I ask, what does it have to do with Chorm Yerushalayim, with Chorm Beis Aminos? A personal human tragedy. A child died and his mother is crying. And his mother is crying. When a child dies, yes, mothers cry. And Rabbi Gamliel, the neighbor, hears her cry in the middle of the night and he can't sleep and he cries with her. What does it have to do with Megillas Eicha? It has to do. Because the Novi Zechariah, when he is Menaba and Kate Sayam and Mambiya Samushiya. Then Obi says, Oy Dieshu Zakena Vizakena is Brachovis Yerushalayim, Gishmishanto Yoda Meroy Yomim, Yelodam Yelodo is Misahakim Brachovoteha. What does that have to do with the Geula? It's a utopian life of bliss. Zekeinu v'zekeinois will sit out in the parks and they will enjoy seeing their Einiklich and Ur Einiklich, great grandchildren and great great grandchildren. Yelodim yelodis misachakim berachovoteya. Where's Moshiach? Where's the Kohen Gadol? They're there. So my understanding of the Navi is this. Beis HaMikdash is not only Korbanos. Beis HaMikdash is Ashuras HaShchina. And Ashuras HaShchina is Ha'oras Ponim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means Midas HaRachamim, which means a wonderful life. Korban Beis HaMikdash is not only Bitul HaKorbanos, Siluk HaShchina, which equals Hester Ponim, which equals Midas HaRachamim, which equals pain and suffering. So when Rabban Gamliel hears his neighbor, a woman, crying bitterly all night for a child that perished, that is a manifestation of Korban HaBayis. Because little children should be playing out in the streets. Little children is what the Navi Zechariah describes when he says, Yelodim, Yelodis, Misachakim, Berachovoteya. So why do babies die? Why do little children perish? That is a manifestation of Silat HaShchina, of Hester Bonim, of Midas Adin. Yes, it has to do with Korban Yerushalayim. So my dear friends, is it that hard to mourn Yerushalayim? Just open your eyes, open your ears, open your hearts. Try to listen to Rabbi Gamliel's neighbor that's crying in the middle of the night for a child that perished. There is so much suffering out there. Just look around. Just care. In every shchuna, virtually in every street corner, there is some shchento shel Rabbi Gamliel sheboicha b'leilos. There are too many of them. Too many shchentos shel Rabbi Gamliel that cry all night. And there's so much pain and so much suffering. And it is all a manifestation of Korban HaBayis. So it shouldn't really be that tough and that hard to be misavad on Yerushalayim. Especially in the midst of this pandemic. Since this pandemic started, more than 2,000 Anshei Shlomeinu perished. In America, Europe, and Eretz Yisrael, hundreds upon hundreds of families, thousands of families mourned their loved ones that passed away only from Corona. And there's so much more suffering and pain going on. So just open your hearts, open your eyes, and just listen. Listen in the middle of the night and you're going to hear Shchentos shel Rabban Gamliel, unless you're deaf. So it shouldn't be that hard to be misavel al Yerushalayim. And this pandemic, as all other Jewish suffering, is a manifestation of Korban HaBayis. And I once again plead with everyone, this Magefa is a tragedy in many levels. Not only in the course of human life, families that are mourning the dead, parnassos that were destroyed. So many people have lost all their hand and struggling just to sustain their lives. It's a tragedy in Ruchnius, when thousands upon thousands of yeshiva bochum don't really have any discipline framework of yeshiva. And the only way we could make this go away until there will be a vaccine, which is not likely that it'll be in the near future, is only by following the rules. And I once again plea, as I've done 1,000 times in the past few months, wear masks, distance yourself, take the test if you have symptoms, daven and learn. Kodesh Baruch Hu should take this away. We need to follow the rules, especially in Eretz Yisrael. Numbers are rising dramatically. Not only the numbers of ill, the number of deaths, the number of seriously ill people, the number of ventilators that are being used. Hashem Yerachim. If we will feel the pain and we will understand that it's all associated with Chorban Beis Hamikdash, and Chazal say, so the more in the end of Tanas, Kolam Esabel, Al Yerushalayim, Zeich, Beroyah, Bimignano, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shesenos, Mashiach, Tzidkenu, Beyivne Lono, Beis, Mikdush, Feinu, Vesifartenu, Bebiaz, Goel, Sedek, Bemaheru, Viamenu, Amen, have a beautiful Shabbos.